Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, October 30th, 2025. And remember, the trend is your friend. And we're giving you what nobody anywhere in the world has given you. Trends analysis and trend forecasts from the economy, geopolitics, high-tech science, technocracy, AI, on and on and on. So if you want to know history before it happens, you want the Trends Journal. And again, tomorrow's Halloween. Yeah, Halloween's never left. Every day it's fucking Halloween. You got a bunch of monsters, freaks, that are running a country near you. What a fucking shit show. What a fucking shit show. Anyway, on the markets. Stocks today, the S&P, it was down almost 1%. NASDAQ dropped 1.5%. The Dow, it only fell almost 100 points. And somebody, Meta and Microsoft, tumbled 11% and 3%, respectively. Investors grew worried about the increased spending outlooks for both Meta and Microsoft, according to CNBC. Again, we're going to have a dot-com bust 2.0. Way overinvested in these. Way overinvested. And they're starting to talk about it, and it's going to show up at some point. And that little clown, Jerome Powell, the Fed head, said this is different than the dot-com bust. Oh, yeah, this is the shithead that said there was no inflation. It was only temporary. And you're full of shit, Salenti. There's no inflation. It's only transitory. No, fuck you. It was transgendatory. Let's really be fucking stupid. Why would anybody listen to this clown? Again, it's Halloween. Look at these people all over the world. Oh, you like that guy Merz? Hi, Merz, over there in Germany. You like World War One? We give you World War II. You and me, we give you World War III. We build up our defense. That little Katzel Macron over there, with a peck of the size of his pen, if he has one. One freak after another. I forgot Starmer over there in the UK. F-U-C-K, UK. Oh, you know what the big news was today? Go to CNN. CNN. Hey, they can't call Prince Henry Prince anymore. Well, Prince Andrew, whatever the fuck his name is, Prince Andrew. And he can't go with it. Prince? Here, Prince. Here, boy. Who made up this fucking Prince shit? Again, King, Prince, you're fucking murderers. You got a track record of murder all over the fucking world. The Dutch king, the French king, fuck you with your king shit. And shove this crap up your ass. Go to CNN. Don't subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read stupid shit. Because that's all they do. Shove shit down your throat. The fuck? What the fuck do I care? You can't call him Prince anymore. What stupid shit? Anyway, going on. What else did I say? Trump agreed to cut fentanyl tariffs on China to 10%. And that brings the overall levy, the Chinese imports, to 47%. And again, you know, this thing is, it's up in the air. You don't know where it's going to go. And Brent crude went down on its, Brent crude's trading at $64 and change. And its reason being is that the economy is so slow. And there's more supply than demand. Bitcoin took a hit, down 4,000 bucks today, trading in the 106,000 a coin range. Still very high, but it's going down. But again, we're bullish on it because the Trump gang is in it. And gold, as we go on the air, gold's up $86 today, trading at $4,015 an ounce. What did I say on Tuesday? I said the correction in gold is done for a while. Till it goes way up again, it'll come back down. But we see it trading now in the high 3,000s to over 4,000 mark. So we're very bullish on it. And again, it's the uncertainty of the China deal. And again, lowering interest rates, and Trump's going to keep pushing Powell to lower them. This is Financial Times. Beijing orders extraordinary measures to improve tech. No shit. When did we say this was going to happen? And that's why you're going to have the dot-com bust? China's going to take over the world in AI and high tech. Chinese tech groups focus on practical uses of smart glasses. Again, priced around $560 after discounts, Alibaba's Cort AI glasses undercut what Apple or Meta are expected to charge for their upcoming models. Again, they're going to lead the high-tech AI world. You got 1.4 billion of them. Go to your trends journal this week. Go to your trends journal week after week. Beijing is dumping in big dough to build up high-tech and AI, while the United States spends $1 trillion for our defense budget. Oh, remember, what's his name over there? The guy that's playing President Trump? Yeah. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars. How about that for full of shit when he was running, huh? We want to have peace on earth all over. Yes, he bombs Lebanon. Iran. And Yemen. And Somalia. Yeah. Again, Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied Forces, two-term American president, warned that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, sweat of the laborers, the future of the children, and here we are. Chinese tech groups, yep. What else? Oh, China will devour rival car makers, said Tavares. Chinese car makers, this is from the Financial Times, will end up as saviors of European factories and jobs in a creeping takeover that will hasten the demise of some Western manufacturers. The former head of Peugeot and Jeep maker Stellantis has warned. Again, old news. We said, again, before Slick Willie Clinton brought China into the World Trade Organization, they couldn't make shit. You look at their GDP from 1970 to 2000, it's like that. And all the Western nations that went over to China to get cheap labor gave them all the manufacturing, high tech and heavy industry they never had. And they were booming back in the first 15 years. But now China has the technology. They don't need the West anymore. Their advanced auto giant BYD posts sales surge in Europe. Yep. New car registrations of BYD models, a reflection of sales, almost quadrupled on year. Yep, quadrupled. That's a Wall Street Journal article. And again, it's the future. You ready? Article in today's Wall Street Journal. U.S. leads world in billionaires with a collective $13.4 trillion. The rest of us are plantation workers of Slavelandia. And then now another article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Consumer outlook dims. Oh, yeah. Oh, but the billionaires are getting richer. Shut the fuck up. What do you mean your consumer outlook? Who gives a fuck? The rich are getting richer. Again, the 10% account for nearly 50% of spending in the United States. Okay? American workers hit hard by slower growth of pay packets. Financial Times. Real income growth for workers aged between 25 and 54 this year dropped to its slowest pace since 2010. When the 2008 financial crisis led to high levels of unemployment, according to JP Morgan Chase. Oh, yeah. The panic of 08, the trend that we had forecast, took out the domain name in 2007. That's how bad it is. hardly reported, average American spends nearly 50% of paychecks within 48 hours after receiving it. This is according to a research by Talker Research. Gen Z workers paid $275 in overdraft and late fees over the past year, compared to just $27 for baby boomers. Again, there's going to be a Gen Z revolution. Watch it. It's in your trends journal. No one's talking about this. They have no future. And that's why that guy Mondani is looking to win in New York City. And we're going to see what happens next Tuesday when the election goes on. Again, a little boy of nothing, 34 years old, socialist Democrat. This is New York City. Again, we're talking, you know, talking a major city in the world. That's how desperate the people are. And again, the bigs keep getting bigger. U.S. businesses secure $80 billion in mergers and acquisitions on Monday. Peltz in $7 billion takeover by Honus Henderson. Barclays to acquire American lending startup, now only for $800 million. Banjay buys majority stake in betting group. $716 million. What else? Thermo Fisher strikes $9.4 billion deal for Clario. Westinghouse, yep. Again, the bigs keep getting bigger. The bigs keep getting bigger. The facts are all there. The M&A activity is going to escalate as interest rates go down, and Trump does more to keep pushing it to make it happen. Westinghouse and U.S. government strike $80 billion nuclear reactor deal. The merger of state and corporate powers. $80 billion, our fucking money going to this shit. Huntington and $7 billion bank deal. Yep. And this is an article. Zelensky takes aim at Russian refining. They say that Ukraine's long-range strikes on refineries inside Russia had reduced Moscow's oil refining capacity by 20%. Again, they're going to keep ramping up this war. They're going to keep ramping it up. No talk about peace. Israel strikes on Lebanon fuels fears of escalation. No fucking shit. Israel has violated the ceasefire agreement that they signed with Lebanon over 100 times, and they keep on doing it, just like they did with the phony ceasefire deal that they made up over there in Gaza. You ready? Today's Wall Street Journal. Israel is digging in along yellow line dividing Gaza. Digging in? The Israeli military is digging in along the ceasefire line inside Gaza, strengthening fortifications and establishing infrastructure that future divides the territory. They go on to say that the yellow line gives Israel all important options to eliminate Hamas and taking over about half of the territory. There's no ceasefire. You're going to steal more land. U.S. attacks on alleged drug boat kills 14. That was yesterday. In Venezuela, again, has nothing to do with drug boats. It has to do with the overthrow of Maduro. Again, we put the clip up of Trump. We've seen it. You saw it last on Tuesday, saying we want the oil. And the one when he was president back in 2019, 2020, putting that little boy Juan Guaido in, calling Maduro a socialist dictator. Had nothing to do with drug trafficking. This is total bullshit. But to sell total bullshit, Venezuela's military unprepared for U.S. strikes, according to U.S. officials. Official pieces of shit. U.S. bombed Somalia for three consecutive days. This is according to antiwar.com. U.S. has launched three major airstrikes in Somalia over three consecutive days. Yep. Three consecutive days of bombing, and it just keeps going on. And what the fuck are we doing over there? What are you accomplishing? An article in the Toilet Paper Record today about Vice President J.D. Vance is defending positions he wants to pose. All the little bullshit that this little fucking guy who's changed his name, what, three times? Changing his mind. All the shit that he came out against, now that he's in the Trump team, he totally supports the bullshit. And it, just to show you about bullshit, there's an article in the Toilet Paper. Andrew Cuomo made almost $5 million in consulting in 2024. $5 million consulting? You can hear that. What fucking bullshit this is. What consulting? Oh, he's a fucking genius. It's called payoffs. All the fucking deals that they do. And they won't tell what companies he's dealing with. The whole thing's a crime syndicate. A little scumbag, arrogant, fills up chick scumbag. Yeah. My daddy was the governor of New York. A little nobody, like his other little stupid brother. $5 million in one fucking year. Don't subscribe to the Trends Journal. No. Swallow political shit. Be fucking stupid. Don't forget to vote. It's a freak show. Again, in a country near you. Don't forget to see Salenti and the judge yesterday. Very important. We are, again, with gold prices going back up the way they are, this is very important. Again, we believe the bottom is near. If it already hasn't happened, it could go down, you know, 3,800. Excuse me, 3,800 bottom. But we see it going back up. Again, more danger ahead. And that's why gold prices are going up. And silver. So thanks for tuning in. See you soon.